You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There's all sorts of talk at the beginning of a year about people doing the whole new you. You know, new year, new you. But that has been kind of usurped by the whole quarantine talk. And now there are stories out about how there's large groups of people who are planning on coming out of the quarantine as a new person. And they put that in quotation marks. They're going to be a new person.
I just imagine someone like digging out of a little hole or something, like a little gopher, and popping up and like, hey, I'm a new person. Ta-da! Yeah. The sun's hitting your face. Yeah, there's a whole list of things here, Dom, on how people have, I guess, been trying to improve themselves at least during this whole time, because you got a lot of extra time on your hands, really. And yeah, you're going to pop out of your hole and you're going to talk to your family more, Dom, apparently.
Well, see, when I saw that, my first thought was people have been locked up with their families for a year.
Right. Maybe it's your extended family, right? But really, aren't you, I mean, this says speaking to your family more. You've probably been on the phone and doing like a lot of FaceTime and things like that.
Zooming.
You've probably been talking to your family more now than you have been ever during quarantine. I don't know about that one.
They say that people plan on, when they get out of the quarantine, to, quote, speak their mind more truthfully.
Really? Dang, Matt, something. You got fat.
Right. They're going to be more confident. They're going to be more creative, blah, blah, blah. Let me ask you something.
Oh, the creative one's good.
Well, sure it is. Of course it is. I mean, you can't knock any of these things.
Well,
you know,
can.
Speaking your mind, speaking to your family more, being confident, being creative, taking better care of our mental health.
Sure.
All of these. Nobody can knock any of these things. I'm just wondering how much of this is big talk.
Probably 98% of it.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
It's the same big talk that rolls around every January 1st, like you said, you know? It's big talk.
That's kind of what I'm
wondering. And it'll all fizzle out. I don't know. Maybe the taking more vacation time might stick a little bit because we haven't really been able to do anything or go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That one might stick for about a year, I guess. Not canceling so many plans? Yeah, probably.
No, you'll cancel
plans. I'll still probably cancel a lot of plans.
I think, if anything, what it will do is this has made us appreciate, you know, certain things more than others. That we want to be able to allocate our time in ways that bring us joy and make us happy. So I tend to think people will be canceling more often rather than, as they say here, not canceling so many plans. I think people might, this might be one of those things that sticks for a while, is that people are going to be a little bit more judicious about what they choose to do with their time.
You're probably right, yeah. Making whatever you're going to, like, make it worth your time. I think maybe two of the biggies that are going to come out of this are stockpiling food and supplies. I think people are now going to have kind of an emergency stash from here on out, just kind of knowing that at any time you could be locked up again. I think that'll probably pop. And I think people will be a little more self-aware of the things that they're shoving in their mouth, things that they're eating, their vitamin intakes. Hopefully, this kind of spurs a little bit more exercise and really just thinking about your insides, man, and how much weight you are carrying around. And I think this is a big red flag for a lot of people. You're like, oh my gosh, I'm not healthy. I am in danger of getting really sick. And yes, I know there are circumstances where perfectly healthy people have passed away, but I'm just saying.
In general.
In general, I think health is going to be on top of mind.
Can you do a Zoom call with my wife and stepdaughter?
They've been eating a lot or what?
No, they look great.
Okay.
But yesterday, in one day, Gretch made this, like, a coffee cake crumble, cinnamon coffee cake.
You're a cinnamon crumble.
Crumble. And about 5 hours after that, Zoe went in and made homemade brownies.
What is
all
that?
In one day.
What is it? What's going on there?
Well,
it's comfort
to
food.
Think that I thought that it was just Gretchen who wanted to kill me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've talked about the whole, you know, if something happens to me, you know, with this mushroom stuff that she's doing, you know, please. And but now I think she's got, she has roped her daughter.
She's got a little sidekick. Well, naturally, they're going to be in cahoots. I mean, come on. So, they're blood, man.
There was this thing I worried about them pushing me downstairs, you know, because I told you about very dangerous staircases I have in this house. I think they're playing the long game.
They're putting little splashes of something in those brownies. They're splashing a little something in there.
It's so good.
Tom loves cinnamon crumbles with pine sol.
They're rubbing their hands together.
It's a matter of time. I'm going to come out of quarantine single. Well, they're doing the more creative aspect of this. And right. And I'm sure they're speaking their mind to each other very truthfully.
Yes. And they're going to go on a big vacation.
And they're planning vacation time.
And I'll be paying for it from beyond the grave.
Watch yourself.
If you've got thoughts on this, or if you are thinking about how you're going to come out of all of this as a, quote, new person.
Yeah.
We wouldn't mind hearing what that entails. Like, what does that look like to the average person?
Sure. How have you been improving yourself over the past year? Mm-hmm. I'd love to know.